بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We began by seeking Allah's protection from the cursed devil with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah, whom is mentioned in the statement of the Basmala as Ar-Rahman, which implies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a rahmah that extends to all, that is experienced by all, that does not discriminate, that is experienced by the wicked as well as the righteous. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also mentioned in the statement of the Basmala as Ar-Rahim, which implies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a rahmah, has a mercy that will be experienced by those, exclusively by the believers. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place us amongst those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the name Ar-Rahim. We ask for Allah's guidance, we ask for Allah's forgiveness. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. There are many who desire to have this privilege, and there are many who don't desire to have this privilege. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah provides both the will and the ability to be here, to be present for Salatul Jumu'ah. For there are those who have had the will to be here, but didn't necessarily have the ability. And there are those who had the ability to be here, but didn't necessarily have the will. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the will and the ability, His invitation to be here today for Salatul Jumu'ah, something we should be joyful inside our hearts about this privilege. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ayat of Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Allah calls on those who believe, whoever believes, all you who believe, whenever you are called for Salatul Jumu'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave off everything else, even if you're in the middle of conducting business. Today we talk about a very important topic in the life of the Muslim. First of all, if we look, if we research the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find out that there's a very important strength that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on his mission of propagating the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his sunnah. And this strength was the strength of as-suhbatu as-saliha, the strength of good companionship. If we look at who surrounded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wasn't necessarily the richest all the time. It wasn't necessarily the people who had the best physical ability or who were at their height as far as in their status, a noble status or a noble lineage. It wasn't necessarily these individuals. In fact, the noblemen of the Quraysh, they approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day and they told him, "We will only sit with you if you tell these individuals to leave." And amongst these individuals was Bilal ibn Rabah. He was the son of a slave and an ex-slave himself, now a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst these individuals was Ibn Mas'ud, the likes of these individuals who surrounded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who didn't necessarily have the riches of society during that particular time. But wallahi, this was the best company. And we have to look in our lives to see how much we value as-suhbatu as-salihah, how much we value good companionship. And one very important saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as there are many, but one of my favorites is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ar-rajulu ala deeni khaleeli falyanzur ahadukum man yukhaleel." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, man takes on the religion of his friend. He takes on the way of life of his friend. So be careful who you befriend. To interpret this, if we look at our surroundings, if we have bad companionship around us, perhaps we have developed some of their bad habits. Perhaps we have had a piece of the punishment that has afflicted them. But if we look at our surroundings of the good people that surround us, perhaps we have benefited from them the most in our lives. And for me, I can bear witness to this because I'm a product of public school. In public school, you're surrounded by individuals who don't necessarily have concern about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. And for me, I was influenced by those around me. There was a point in time in my life, and Allah has blessed me to come out of it. There was a particular time period in my life where my friends dominated their influence on me. They had more influence on me than Allah and His Prophet. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with some of the best company. For example, my father. If I look at the things that I've been privileged to share in today, the home I live in is the benefit of having my father. It's the relationship that my father had with an individual. The positions that I'm in, the meetings that I've been blessed to sit in my life today, is because of the relationship, the association that I've had with my father and those around him, the good people surrounding him. And we have to see that good companionship is very important in our lives. Good companionship can really make your deen, it can strengthen your iman, while bad companionship will destroy you. Bad companionship can destroy you. It can cause all kinds of diseases within your heart. Bad companionship is a poison for your heart. It destroys your heart. It destroys your iman. And we look around us, our youth, our Muslim youth, are suffering from bad companionship. And bad companionship, you develop two bases. You have a base for your bad companions. Perhaps your bad companions call you Samuel. And you have a face for the believers, for your good companionship. Perhaps your good companionship, they call you Shamsuddin. And around your bad companions, you might be called Deen. But around your good companions, they call you Dawood. They remind you of who you are. You develop a shyness around them. You don't want them to necessarily know your other side. But perhaps we need to surround our whole life with good companionship, because it is good for our hearts. And we do not want to be raised, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as hypocrites on Yawm al-Qiyamah with two faces. So the question is, who are our real companions? Many times we have companions, they lie to us. And we love their abuse towards us. We have companions, they talk behind our backs. We have companions that steal from us. They ridicule our deen. They talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps we spend more time with these individuals than we do in the masjid. If you come for the various salats throughout the day, there's only maybe 3, 4, 5 people, 6 people, 7 people at the most making salat and jama'at together. We have to spend more time amongst each other because we are each other's mirrors. How can you measure your iman with an individual who doesn't necessarily have iman? And it becomes problematic in the world that we live in today because we're a minority in this particular society. But there's a very important ayat of Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْأَخِلَّاهُ يَوْمَ إِذِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says in the Quran, friends on that day will be enemies to one another except those who have taqwa. Friends on that day will be enemies to one another except those who have taqwa. This is very important. Our friends that we have in this particular life that help us in disbelief. We have friends that we only get together to backbite other people with. Some of us have email companions that we only get together with and we talk about the ummah with. We talk about other Muslims in the masjid with these friends. And this is one thing that we have in common with these particular friends. Some of us have friends that we go and partake in gathering illegal money with. Some of us know people that if we go to this is my friend. And if I hit hard times financially, I can always count on him to get me out of this jam that I'm in. Some of us have friends that if we want to fornicate with, we call them to fornicate with them. We have friends that such. And it says that these friends, when you will be raised up, Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will begin to blame each other. You will blame your friend. They will point blame at you, and you will blame them. That friendship is very temporary. But the friendship that we have, the friends that we meet, and we partake and bear in righteousness, and righteous cause, the Muslims, we need to get together and go feed the homeless. Get together and go give da'wah to the community. Get together and study Quran with. Get together and study hadith with. This is your true friendship. The friends that you gather in a righteous cause with. This is very important. And if we look at the importance of companionship, if we look at the sacrifice of those who came before us, go to the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Badr, this was a family reunion. This was a family reunion. You had on one side, you had father on one side, and you had son on another side. You have cousin on one side and a cousin on another side. You have individuals like Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. He had, in the Battle of Badr, he had to fight his own father. Imagine your father who is looking for you on the battlefield to kill you because he feels you are a disbeliever. Imagine you're trying to escape your father and your father's coming at you on an opposing side. If we look at Umar ibn al-Khattab, he had to fight his own cousin. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had to fight his own son. You had individuals like Mus'ab ibn Umair had to fight his own brothers. We look at the sacrifice of having to leave those who are closest to you. If we look at the Anbiya, how Nuh alayhi salam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cared about his son. And Allah says in the Quran, إنه من أهلك. He's not from your laysa min أهلك. إنه ليس من أهلك. He is not from your family. He is not really your son. He is not really your son, even though he came from your loins. These are individuals, they had to leave from Ibrahim, had to escape from his father and his mother and his closest friends. He had to make hijra away from these individuals. And we look at the example of Lut alayhi salam, who had to be separate, had to separate himself from his own wife. Look at their sacrifice. So I make these examples to say that some of us have people in our lives that perhaps we have to get away from. Some of us have individuals in our lives who are destroying our hearts, who have been a bad influence on our lives, and perhaps we have to make hijra and we have to sacrifice their friendship, because does it benefit you? Does it benefit you? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a comparison. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Matalul jalisu salih wal jalisu su, kamatali salih il misk wa kiri haddad." He said, very importantly, the example of a good companion in comparison with a bad companion is like that of an owner of musk and the owner of bellow, the one who blows on the bellow. And he makes this a very practical companion as the one who is sahibul misk. This individual, you can buy musk from them, but if you go around them, you will benefit. Your clothes will smell good. You will at least smell good. There's a benefit in being around them. And being around them is just a benefit. And it's always a benefit. Whether you go around them to buy their product or just being around them, it's always a benefit. And this is the good companion. But it says the bad companion, this is that you go around them, your clothes get burned. Your home gets burned. And you get a bad, a nasty taste in your mouth. There's no benefit from being around this individual. And we have to measure to see how this is very valuable in our life. A good companion is very valuable in our life. Your good companion can be your wife, your husband, your best friend from school, your friend that you go to school with currently. It can be your cousin or your brother. These can be your best companions. But you have to measure, first of all, one of the categories that they should be in is an athlete. They should have intellect. You don't want to befriend the fool. You don't want to befriend the fool. We have to make sure our friends have intellect. They have intellect. Another category is husnul khuluq. They have good conduct, good character. And perhaps their good character will rub off on yours. Perhaps you can benefit. Perhaps you may have some character flaws, but it can be made up by being around good companionship, and you can learn some of their good characteristics. And also later facet, we have to be careful of being around sinners. Even some Muslims aren't good for other Muslims. Perhaps if some Muslims, you can just say assalamu alaikum to, and that's it. Because perhaps they have so many diseases in their heart that they become a danger to other Muslims. So we have to even be careful of being bad companions to each other, being Muslims with one another. And then also, there's another category, la harisu ala dunya, not greedy for worldly gains. You don't want a greedy friend. You don't want a greedy friend. Perhaps you may hit some hard times. You want a friend with two qualities. One of the qualities is al-ithar. This is selflessness. One who prefers others. One who prefers others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was selflessness. He wasn't selfish. In one of the narrations, there was a lady who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she gave him a garment. She gave him a garment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went home and he placed on that garment, and he came out. And when he came out, an individual complimented his garment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat amongst these individuals for a while. Then he left. He left and he put on new clothing and he folded this garment. And he came out to this individual and he handed this individual the garment. And the individual, he said, "Wallahi, I didn't want for you to give up your garment. But perhaps I'll use this for my shroud." And that individual was buried in that garment that the Prophet ﷺ handed him on that day. This is the Prophet ﷺ. When others were in need, and when others were in need, he would call out to his companions. He would call out to his companions to see who is available to help them. And some of the companions, they would put away their family. They would put their family away to sleep. And they would allow the family to come in and partake as guests with their food and with their belongings. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had al-ithar and also al-mawasa, sympathy and consolation. We want friends with sympathy and consolation. We want friends who we can call upon, who are not going to be pessimists all the time in our lives, giving us bad information, telling us this is going to happen. We want positive friends. Some perhaps all it takes is a phone call to somebody, and your whole day is uplifted. And all it takes is a bad word for somebody and your whole day is ruined. So we look at the importance of good companionship, and I close out this first part with Allah says in the Quran, He recalls in the Quran, He said, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. There was an individual. He said, indeed, I had a companion when I was on earth. This individual had made it to paradise. He was in Jannah. And he recalled a friend that he had when he was on earth. And he said he was able to talk to this friend. This friend had made it in to what? To hellfire. And he was able to call down to his friend. And his friend looked at him and he said from hellfire, he said, perhaps you are the one who used to believe and used to talk about resurrection and being raised up. And he said, look at me now, look at me now. And the individual in paradise, he looks down. He looks down at this individual. And he said, he will say, by Allah, you almost ruined me. You almost ruined me. And it says, وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. If it wasn't for the favor of my Lord, I would have been amongst those who are also brought to hell. So we have to escape our bad companionship. And it's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah place us amongst those who value good companionship. May Allah place us amongst those who allow our life to be dominated. We allow our life to be influenced by good companions. InshaAllah, let's move the ranks forward, inshaAllah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين. أما بعد. Before closing, I want to point out two very important examples in the Quran of an example of good companionship. We look at in Surah Al-Kahf, and there's an individual who's mentioned that perhaps we look down on this type of creature. This creature is a dog. A dog mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Why? Because of his companionship, his companions, the people of the cave. And this dog was mentioned. A dog, perhaps, if the dog licked some of us who follow the Hanafi madhab, we would go and renew our wudu. This individual, a dog mentioned in the Quran because of his association. Because of the association of this dog, he's mentioned in the Quran because of his companionship. And also there's an individual, Jamil. Jamil, mentioned in the Quran, she helped her husband, Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She helped him in harassing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of her association with her husband Abu Lahab, she is mentioned as the one. She will be the individual because she helped him in this particular life. She will help administer his punishment in the next life. Jamil mentioned because of her bad association. So we have to ask ourselves, are we worthy of good companionship? Are we good companions? And a few things I want to mention. Do you accept your brother's invitation when he invites you? Or do we constantly look at our brother and say, inshallah, I will come, and we never arrive? Does our inshallah mean mumkin or maybe? Do we look, another word, are we heedful with our words? Do we use positive words? Do we use positive words as kalima or tajiba? That your words are what? Sadaqah. A good word is sadaqah. Also, do you try to please your brother? Do you tell him something good to uplift his day? Are you considerate with your brother and sisters? Are you considerate with their feelings? Do you defend your brother and sister when they're in need? Do you make dua for your brother and sister when you're absent from them? In their absence, do you make dua? And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there's no believing servant who supplicates for his brother behind his back, but the angels do not say for him. The angels will make dua for him that the same be to you. And also, are we loyal, are we truthful to our brothers? Do we borrow money from our brother and sister and disappear? This is not a good friend. If we borrow money, we should make sure we're diligent in paying them back. Do we keep our brother's secrets? Do we advertise our brother and sister's secrets all around town? And if we love our brother and sister, do we tell them that we love our brother and sister? And this is the assignment after Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah. Your brother and sister, your friend, go to them, give them a hug, and tell them, this is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, tell them that you love them. You love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bring us to be amongst those who value this as-suhbat as-salih, this good companion. May Allah greet us. May Allah keep a good companion in our lives. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله وسلم تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر الصلاة.